Good evening, everyone. This is Chuck Hazer, all over K, and welcome to the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net. This is an open technical net. Please check in through net control. Tonight's net control stations are K04K, Chuck, 80ZYMI, Pete, K9EQ, Chris, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Delta, Otis, and November 0, Papa X-Ray Tango Shane. The Bakken Amateur Radio Society takes its name from Earl Bakken, who was the founder of Medtronic. Earl was always interested in radio and is the founding sponsor of the Bevick Museum of Broadcasting. Earl will allow us to use his name because he's a strong supporter of learning, experimentation, and helping others. You can learn more about Bars and Earl at www.w0mdt.com. The 444.075 and the 444.525 operate from the Medtronic facility near Highway 10 and I-35W in Malmsey, Minnesota. Remember, there is a chat window available at amoperator.com. Select MinWiz and then MinWiz Chat. Net Control will only be taking check-ins from stations with traffic for the net. Please reply with your name, city, and state. We'll acknowledge your call and put it on the list in the order received. There is, remember that chat window at amoperator.com, select MinWiz and then MinWiz Chat. Alright, right now, I'll see if there are any announcements for the net. If you have an announcement, check in with your name, city, and state. Go ahead now. Nothing heard for announcements. We'll see if anybody out there has anything for us on the regular check-ins. So if you have a question or a comment for the net, this is your chance. Check in now. Name, city, and state. Question or comments for the net? Go ahead now.
K9EQ.
All right, K9EQ. Chris, go ahead with your sharing for the net tonight.
I just wanted to let folks know that there are still some good prices on Yaesu equipment. We had the Black Friday or Cyber Monday or who the heck knows what it was sale. And what had happened was, in addition to the Yaesu rebates and stuff like that, the dealers, one of the dealers started kicking something in, and of course the other dealers had to counter that because left out in the dark, and just wanted to let folks know that some of that is still occurring, and so there seems to be reasonably good inventory on this stuff, and although some of the prices might not be quite as good as what they were on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, whatever the heck, they're still not terribly. I mean, they're still pretty good. They're probably some of the best prices we've seen all year. The FDM 200 is at its lowest price ever, the 349 still. So that's what, then it's in stock at all the ham radio outlet stores. The FDM 300 is not quite as cheap, but it's in stock pretty much everywhere as well. So just an FYI there for people who are still looking for Christmas goodies. Anyway, back to you, Chuck, K90Q.
All right, Chris, thanks for the heads up on the prices. And with that, we'll see if there's anybody else out there that's got something they want to add to the net. Go ahead now and name, city, state.
I suspect we might be having a little bit of a pre-holiday slowdown on things. Well, I have a little bit more information, Chuck.
That's good. Because there's all kinds of new people all the time. Name, city, state. Go ahead and ask your question.
Kilo Charlie 3, Foxtrot Bravo Mike Frank from Parkville, Maryland. Got a question.
All right, Chris, sounds like we doubled. But go ahead, more information.
Oh, well, I just wanted, we did, I mentioned on the net last week we were going to have an internet outage today. We did. For a few moments, for a couple hours anyway, the network there was totally secure. And that occurred, that internet outage started about 9 a.m. Pacific time, and it cleared kind of between 11 and noon. It depends. The server kind of came back on around 11 and then got the all clear from the ISP around noon. So we did have a planned outage, and that affected the MinWiz server, and it affected the bridge from MinWiz to YSF, but all is good now. As usual, hamoperator.com and the YSF reflectors and stuff operate independently since they're in hosted data centers. Back to you, Chuck.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for the heads up. And, well, I don't think it inconvenienced me too much, and I see that we've got a new one here that was just typed in. So, Kilo Charlie 3, Fox Bravo Mike, Franklin out of Maryland. Go ahead. What do you got for a question for us?
Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. This is Frank from Parkville, Maryland. I got a question about, okay, on your room, you have an digital opening room. And then on AmericaLink, it just has an open room. And I noticed these icons are different for different groups. Could you explain to me what's the difference between the open room and the digital open room? KC3FBM, back to you.
All right, really good question, and I'm going to forward that one off to Chris, K9EQ. And Franklin, one thing on your mic, you're way over-modulated on the digital side here, so either back way off of the microphone or turn the mic gain down a little bit. So, Chris, over to you. K0, 4K.
Okay, and we do have the live stream running again tonight, which turns it to the podcast. Well, I assume you're looking at the WiresX software, and the instruction manual for the WiresX software is the help button. And if you go to the help button and click on window and then active list, scroll down a piece, you'll see a list of all the icons and what the icons mean. And so there's a bunch of them. An example, they have digital node. Digital node not using the HRI 200, and they have active and idle states, analog node, GM node, open room, digital open room, closed room, GM room. And the question is, what's the difference between an open room and a digital open room? And the difference is that a open room will allow connections via either analog or digital. And a digital open room can only be used by digital systems. So yeah, you'll have some that go ahead and, you know, do the fusion thing with the FM and digital, and then there's some like us that just don't do it. It turns out there's some reasons for not doing the analog. People that are doing like PDN and some things like that, it makes it a lot easier, and most people don't do the analog thing. I can tell you, well, I can't tell you something right away here, but I can come back later and give you some specifics, but the vast majority of users of WiresX are digital, and then the certain rooms like this one and others, almost everybody who connects to them is digital. We would run on Minwiz maybe one or two out of 100 running analog, so it's one of the reasons we got rid of it. Back to you, Chuck, K9EQ.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. And, well, I hopefully that answered your question, Frank. You want to go ahead and see if it did or if you need more explanation. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chris and Chuck. I was wondering that because when I'm on the American Link on Saturday night, I have a lot of operators come through my computer. And I thought that maybe analog coming through there, and the rest of the people come through my radio because I'm on a PDM, and everything works pretty good. Thank you for the answer. Okay, that straightens me out. I figure out what was going on there. So the American Link has analog and digital, and the Minnesota Wisconsin just has digital. Okay, thank you, and I hope everybody has a fantastic holiday this year. JC3, FBN, back to you.
All right, well, thank you very much for a really good question. I'm glad we were able to settle that one. Looking for anybody else with any other questions about Yaesu Fusion. If you've got a question, this is your chance. Name, city, state, go ahead and ask it now.
I got an a truck that's broken right now. I'm in a motel. I'm operating on that. and I'm just getting familiar with your systems, WiresX. Better question, what's the difference? Are they all the same? Is there a difference? Wires, WiresX, Fusion, and the call sign here is KB0LTT. I would imagine everybody's able to see that anyway from what I understand about the system thus far.
All right, KB0LTT. The first part of your question was very garbled, so if you'd like to try and repeat it, you must have moved a little bit and got into a nice clear spot, so why don't you try it again, ask the question again.
Yeah, the question is, what is the overall difference between wires, WiresX, Fusion? Are they all basically the same? That is my question. I've tried finding some, doing the research online, and there's no definitive answer that I've been able to come up with as of yet.
All right, thank you for repeating it. We got it nice and clear that time. And K9EQ, why don't you go ahead? I know you can handle this one. K0 or K.
Wow, the confidence. Well, back in the day, you know, there was fire, man invented the wheel, and then there was wires. So Yaesu came out with wires, sometime in, I'm guessing, the mid to late 90s. And it was a way of basically allowing you to put a program on your computer and buy this little box, the HRI 100, and plug it between the computer and your radio. And now you could mobile around and through the radio and your touch tones, you could connect to other rooms and other nodes. Sound familiar? Then an improvement was made upon that, and we had Wires 2. And maybe Wires 2 was, they added the HRI 100, I don't remember. I paid no attention to it. Turns out I wasn't the only one not paying attention to it. While Wires was successful in Japan, it never penetrated in the U.S. And so when they finally shut down Wires 2, there were 100 HRI 100s that had been sold in the U.S. And the Yaesu offered all those folks a free upgrade to the HRI 200, which is what we use now for Wires X. The X added digital to the mix. So prior to that, it was analog only. In 2013, Yaesu came out with the FDM 400, the FT1D, and the DR1 repeater. And that went down the path to updating Wires to Wires X. So some terminology, and this confuses people, so you know, it's no big deal. So Wires X is associated with communicating over a network of some sort. So Wires X is a system that Yaesu has defined that allows their equipment to network together over the public internet. There's another system they have called IMRS, kind of the same but different. No need to go into it here. If you don't know what IMRS is, you probably don't need to know what it is. So we'll just stick with Wires X, but it's anyway, that's what Wires X is. So Fusion is the name of the system. And so what Yaesu did is they introduced a digital system and they fused it together with an analog system. Because, of course, the problem is you're coming out with a whole new deal and you have a chicken and egg sort of a problem, like what comes first. and so they designed their system to be very friendly towards analog, so that the radios would automatically switch between analog and digital. So if you're talking to a guy in digital and somebody in analog keys up, your radios and the repeater all automatically switch to analog. And that sort of ties in with the previous question about open rooms and open digital rooms. And so that was one of the techniques to help get the thing going. So the system itself is called Fusion. And several years back, they made some changes to it, and that became called Fusion 2, although everybody still just calls it good old Fusion. Just to keep things from becoming clear, you'll also see C4FM mentioned. And what that basically is a carrier with 4 FSK, so frequency shift keying 4-level. So with each shift, you're encoding 2 bits. C4FM is essentially the specification for how the ones and zeros get transmitted over the air. So the over-the-air transmission, the specification and a lot of Fusion comes directly from P25. So it's not like nobody's ever done this before. And in fact, most of the commercial systems behave in a very similar way to how Fusion behaves. It wasn't invented from scratch or anything like that. And so the C4FM gets applied. A lot of the P25 spec is used for the protocol. There's some variations upon that, which YAESU has published. And that's what allows us to talk over the air to each other. And then you tack on to that the wires X, so you need some kind of an access point to the network, which can be like a node or a repeater. And then you get the wires X sort of in the backbone, connecting the various nodes and repeaters together. So that's how that all ties together. And I think the YSF bridge is working tonight. Seems like we're sending, it's got a note here, it's YSF bridge working tonight. I think it is. Check it. Anyway, there you go. Back to you, Chuck, K92.
All right, Kilo Bravo Zero Lima Tango Tango Larry. Did that answer your question on the differences between wires and wires X? Back to you.
Chuck, that was the most comprehensive explanation I have heard yet. I don't know how many times, Chris. I don't know.
K1Z.
So that's a lot of that. That just makes perfect sense. Because you see all this stuff. I was radio absent for quite a few years. I was licensed for when I was my lessons. And so my focus was on that, and everybody on the cell phones, everybody going to act, the digital modes, whatnot, and just put their radios in the closet for some reason.
Okay,
Kilo
Bravo Zero Lima Tango Tango Larry. All right, KD1ZV, recognized, and Larry, your transmission was very broken, so we didn't get a whole lot of what you said, but I'm glad you enjoyed the explanation. With that, we're going to move to Kilo Delta 1 Zulu Victor. Go ahead with your question. Give us your name, city, and state.
Kilo Delta 1 Zulu Victor Tony, Wyoming. I'm an old friend of KB0LTT's. I've been trying to talk him into getting active into this once I knew he had the radio. I'm running on my own node. I'm running on my FT5D, but I'm transmitting on my FT70 from my living room. So that's what's up here. Hi.
All right, well, I'm glad you guys could make contact, and after that, you're more than welcome to carry on and have a conversation. Tony, Larry, thanks for checking in tonight, and I hope answered those questions. Looking for anybody else with comments or questions for the net, name, city, state, go ahead now. And Chris just messaged that YSF is back up. Go ahead now.
KE0YJJ, Rick, Pine Island, Minnesota.
This is another Minnesota station, about central Minnesota, about 96 miles northwest of Minneapolis, St. Paul. N0DJN, November 0, Bravo, Juliet, November. Got some Ham's Fest information to share with the group.
All right, we got two of them there. KE0YJJ, Rick, Pine Island, Minnesota. Why don't you go ahead? And we also got November 0, Bravo, Juliet, November. We'll get back to you next. So, Rick from Pine Island, go ahead.
KE0YJJ, this is Rick. Chuck, I was just wondering if you could go over what the best practice is for keying up Fusion. I know that even just now, it sounded like there was some collisions and all that. You know, like remind people to key up, talk, and then stop talking before they stop keying and so on.
All right, a little traffic control. Thank you, Rick. Good, haven't done that for quite a while. So when you're talking on Fusion, you got to remember that the radio is encoding what you're saying. So when you're done talking, the radio is a half second to three quarters of a second behind you in making your voice come out on the radio. If you stop keying at that point, we will lose the last few letters or words, depending on how fast you talk. So it's always good to let the radio drop completely, or the carrier, before you start talking. And then key up, hold the mic down for just a minute, if you guys are coming up a second, and then start talking again, because it's going to lose a little bit of the beginning and end if you don't. When you're breaking into a conversation, like on the net tonight, when I call, you know, you hear one person, wait for them to end, give it a 1-2 count, and then come in and add to that. If you're having a round robin with two or three more people on Fusion, it generally works best if you send it to someone. So if I was in a round robin with Chris and Rick, I would say, yep, go ahead, Rick. And then Rick, when he's done, would send it to Chris. Otherwise, confusion results. And the other thing to remember is always to leave a little bit of a break so that if somebody else wants to get in, when you want to get into a Fusion conversation, just throw out your call sign for me, K0ORK. That's all you got to do, and people will acknowledge you and let you start to speak. Rick, did I miss anything? Back to you.
K, or I was going to say your call sign. Chuck, no, you didn't. That was perfect. I've been hearing that a lot here recently, and just the reminder like you just did is perfect. It just, you know, refreshes it in everybody's mind. That's good. Thank you.
You know, it's something we haven't had to do for a while, but it's a really good practice to keep up how to do it and do it well. With that, I'm going to go to November 0, Bravo and Juliet, November. Rick in Little Falls, Minnesota, why don't you go ahead and ask what you got for us tonight?
Hi to Chuck and everyone on the MinWiz TechNet. Boy, it's been a while since I've been over here. Special hi to Chris, K9EQ, out there in California. We did some emailing a while back, and don't know what happened there, but that just kind of stopped. So, anyway, I have a couple of Hamfest announcements here for the group. They're both here in Minnesota. The first one is the Cabin Fever Reliever St. Cloud Hamfest is coming up on Saturday, February 11th. It's being held at the National Guard Armory. The address is 1710. Veterans Drive or East Street North in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Sorry. It runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Admission is $10. There'll be a VE testing at 10 a.m. There'll be hourly door prizes and a grand prize drawing. For more info on the Cabin Fever Reliever St. Cloud, Minnesota Hamfest on Saturday, February 11th, visit their website at w0fv.club. Phonetically, the website would be whiskey0sierravictor.charlieLimaUniformBravo. And that is for the Cabin Fever Reliever St. Cloud, Minnesota Hamfest on Saturday, February 11th. The Midwinter Madness Buffalo Hamfest is coming up on Saturday, March 18th. Being held at the Buffalo Civic Center. The address is 1306 County Road 134 in Buffalo, Minnesota. Buffalo is northwest of the Twin Cities on Highway 55. Runs from 8 a.m. to noon. There'll be a VE testing at 7:30 a.m. They'll have door prizes and a grand prize drawing at 11 a.m. For more info on the Midwinter Madness Buffalo Hamfest on Saturday, March 18th, check out their website. It is k0ltc.org. Phonetically, that's Kilo, Zero, Lima, Tango, Charlie.org for the Midwinter Madness Buffalo Hamfest on March 18th. Merry Christmas to everybody along the MinWiz technical net here tonight. Good to hear you, Chuck. It's been a while. And good to hear Chris, K9EQ, as well. Thanks for all the information and all the magic you guys do here on your technical net. It's greatly appreciated by the ham radio community. With that, Merry Christmas to all. We'll send it back to you, Chuck. Thanks for being there. From Rick in Central Minnesota, and Zero BJN.
All right, Rick, thank you very much. It's been quite a while since you've done an announcement for us. It's good to hear you still on the air. I have another one here. I've got Kilo Fox Zero, Kilo Yankee Zulu. Matt from Wyoming, Minnesota. Go ahead, Matt. What do you got for us?
Good evening, everybody. My first net here. I'm a week old new ham, so I just got my new toy for my Christmas present, so I'm logging in from the Stacy repeater through the airwave, so no note on this side, so I'm very new to all this, but proclaiming myself fastly, so saying hi to everybody tonight, and hope to jump on here again next week. Back to net, KF0, KYZ.
All right, thank you, Matt. It's really good to hear you. I did not know that we had a fusion repeater up there, so we'll have to get it added to the list. With that, anybody else with a comment or a question for the net, this is your chance. We will try and answer it. Name, city, state. Go ahead now.
Alpha Alpha 2SD with a question. In 7NSA, Coos Bay, Oregon. Name is Cody.
All right, we got two of them there. Actually, we got three. I just might have stepped on somebody. Alpha Alpha 2, Sierra Delta, Scott. November 7, November Sierra Alpha, I think. Cully out of Coos Bay. And Whiskey 9, Fox Charlie Charlie, Dan out of Minnesota. So hopefully you got them all. Alpha Alpha 2, Sierra Delta, go ahead.
Yes, good evening to everybody on the net. This is Alpha Alpha 2SD. I appreciate you picking me up. I'm new to WarsX, actually new to ham radio. I got my technician in March and then my general, and I recently passed my extra, and I had my call sign change, which was accepted by the FCC. My question is, do I have to re-register the call sign on WarsX, or I don't know if it comes up as my old call sign, which is KD2YSD, but my upgraded call sign is Alpha Alpha 2SD. So that's my question. Do I have to re-register with WireX?
All right, I think that's a Chris question, so I'm going to pass it off to him. K9EQ, go ahead and take that for me, please.
Yeah, okay. Just looking at, Scott, just looking at your URZ page here. It's kind of cool. Anyway, there you go, man after my whole compart SP200. Distracted again. Well, your call sign is coming across, so let's explain a bit how these call signs get used. So, you enter the call sign into your radio, and that would appear that you've changed it in the radio. And so, that means that any transmissions from your radio are being identified correctly and so forth and so on. And it looks like you're going through a repeater. I didn't see you on your own node or anything like that, but I could be wrong. I don't remember what the original call sign was. Oh, I can look that up. KD2YST, that wasn't the call sign. So you must be on a repeater. So on the WiresX registration, Yaesu wants you to give an address, you know, name, call sign, that kind of stuff. If you want to change any of that, what you have to do is send an email to their technical support group, and then it will get forwarded off to Japan, and it'll get changed. There isn't any reason you have to do it, but what'll happen is when you use your node, what will come up on the the WiresX panel and whatever will be your old call sign. There's an example of that right now. So for those of you who have the WiresX thing, if you look in your window of everybody who's connected, you'll see K9EQ-R, which is, in fact, the repeater I'm on. And, I'm 445.540. However, it says the user is K9EQ-R, the call sign is 80 on Lionel Lakes, Minnesota. And Minnesota spelled wrong. Must be the thing, software. Anyway, and that's because this is essentially, well, it hasn't been changed to this location. So that's the kind of stuff that you will see. You know, within the WiresX software, you can change who the user ID is, but the other bits in there, the call, city, state, you have to write a letter to JSU to get it done. So I would put it this way. It's not urgent, but I would suggest doing it. Otherwise, at some point, it might just get confusing. It would be the same thing like if you were using HRI 200 and you sold it to somebody. You know, you'd want to go through and, re-register it in that person's name. So anyway. But as long as you've entered the call sign in correctly on your radios and on the little setup thing on the wires software, the correct call sign will be getting broadcast. So you know, you're okay from that standpoint, but it's just a good idea to do that to tidy things up. Back to you, Chuck, K9EQ.
All right, well, hopefully that answers your question. So Alpha Alpha 2, Sierra Delta, Scott, did that cover what you needed?
Yes, RK, Chuck, thank you very much, and Chris, K9EQ. That was very helpful. I did register originally when I first got my technician, KD2YST, but I will go back and send a letter to have it updated with the call sign. And I did change the call sign that I'm using an FT991, so hopefully the correct call sign is coming up when I'm on WiresX, because I did update it on the radio. But that does explain it clearly, and I appreciate the help with that question. All right, this is Alpha Alpha 2 SD. I'll be standing by. Thank you so much for answering that.
I'm glad we could help, and yes, your call sign is coming up correctly from your 991. Moving on to November 7, I think NSA, calling Coos Bay, Oregon, if I didn't get the call sign correctly. Go ahead.
You did get the call sign correct, but the name is Cody. That's Charlie Oscar Delta Yankee. And my question is, I have an FT-991A, and I haven't had any trouble with mine so far, but tonight I had a friend in California tell me that his 991, he's having trouble with digital modes, and also a friend here locally, which I believe he has a 991A, is having trouble with the digital. And I was just wondering if that's something that's happening with all the 991s, or it's, am I going to expect that online, or is it just a one-time thing?
Well, I think it just might be that two friends had the same problem. I have not heard of anything with the 991s having any problem with WiresX or the digital side. It's not like it's a whole system-wide thing. I think maybe you just ran into two people having an issue. Otis might have some heads up on this, so Whiskey 4, Indy Oscar Delta. Go ahead.
You run that power low. You don't want to run it full power in digital mode. You'll burn those radios up. They're not meant for that.
specifically talking about? Is it on the 991 or the 991A? A little bit more specific information as far as the digital issues that that you're having on that would be helpful in providing you an answer with that, because myself and K9EQ both have 991s. So could you be more specific?
Okay, my friend down in California, when he tries to talk digital, and he's talking into a repeater, it just, for whatever reason, it drops back to analog. And he's been having trouble with that for a while, and he can't figure out why it's doing that. My friend here locally, I'm not real sure what his problem is with his, but he did say it was the digital side. So, I mean, he talks to analog fine, but it's only in the digital that he's having trouble. But my friend in California, it's dropping out. It'll just go back to analog for no reason while he's transmitting.
Okay, 7REA.
KA6, Whiskey Tango, Foxtrot.
All right, since my initial question was through net control, I'll continue on with Cody. Okay, it sounds like there's an issue with the 991 as far as the AMS mode being turned on, because you're saying it just drops out of digital. And I haven't experienced that here on my 991A, and I don't think Chris has as well. But if you hit the very top button, it's the F menu list, so it's the FM list, and you scroll across there to where you see AMS, that is automatic mode select. You can turn it off. And then when you go to the mode, whether it's be digital or FM or what, it will not switch automatically. So if you got both mixed analog and digital on the traffic on the repeater, if it's an AMS mode, Cody, it's going to switch to whatever mode it heard the last time. And the way I perceive you explaining that to me, that is in fact what's happening. You're on an AMS repeater that's receiving both C4 FM and analog traffic. So turning off the AMS mode will keep the radio from dropping out of digital, but you will not be able to hear the FM traffic. So if I've got that wrong, please let me know. Back to you, Cody.
That sounds right.
California, who told me about his problems, his is changing in the middle of his transmission. And it's he doesn't know what's doing it. And like I said, the local person here, I'm not sure what his problem was, but K7REA jumped in there. He might have some more information for about the local gentleman here.
Well, Cody, it's one of those things where I'm trying to assist you now, because this is a direct directed net, and all traffic goes through net control, because it is a link system across the wires network, and if we don't go through net control, all we're going to have is a bunch of doubles. So at this point, I'm going to send it back to net control and let him direct the net. K0RK, W4IOD, back to you, sir.
All right, Otis, thank you very much. And it's time for me to be the bad guy. I need to stomp on some bad behavior on the Fusion side. So when we're holding a net like this, it's a technical net. We ask you to go through net control, not to just come in and add a comment whenever you feel like it.
when we call for more stations to check in. That's when you're expected to check in, and then we will call you. When we're talking through there, that we're done, we'll ask for the next person, or I'll give the next person's call sign, and then that's your turn to speak. With a large net like this, we've had up to 150 connections at times. If everybody tries to jump in and say what they want to say when they want to say it, well, we run into a real mess, and it's no fun for anybody to listen to. All right, time for me to jump off my soapbox. Cody, great question, and hopefully we answered that one for you. Your friend is more than welcome to come back on the next run-through when I ask for more call time. We are going to move now to Whiskey 9, Fox Charlie Charlie. Dan, out of Minnesota, go ahead.
Okay, W9FCC, Dan in Hoka, Minnesota, southeast Minnesota. Just a protocol question. When using a local fusion repeater, on FM, normally the procedure was just, if I'm driving around town or even at home, I just jump on the repeater and say, W9FCC listening. Just to announce, here I am if anybody wants to give me a call. On a fusion repeater, if I'm going to go on digital mode, what I've been doing is something similar. I'll get on and I'll say W9FCC listening on 97 digital. I'm thinking that tells people who have a scanner which channel it stopped on, and also tells people that I am on C4FM mode in case they weren't sure. My question then is that sound like a proper thing to do? Is there a better phrase, a better protocol to use to do that sort of thing? What's the common practice so far in the world? And related to that is also, if I intend to get on my local repeater, 2-meter repeater, and use Wires X connected to a room, for instance, I'll typically listen for a while to make sure it's not used, and then I'll get on and say, W9FCC accessing Wires X, and then go do my thing, and then say I'm releasing the repeater when I'm done. So, a couple of protocol questions. Does this sound like the proper way to do things, or is there a better phrase people use? Looking for advice. W9FCC.
All right, excellent question, and well, I can give you what we've used. You'll have to talk with your repeater trustees to see how they want it to do. For the MinWiz system, right now, if you key up on analog on the local repeater here, the 444-525, it stays as a local repeater. It just uses that repeater. It does not go over the internet. It doesn't change it to digital or anything. If you key up on digital, it links all the digital, whoever's linked to it will hear it. So giving your local repeater's frequency, you said 97, I think, does no good. Because remember, you could be talking to somebody in California, or on the East Coast, or Illinois, or Northern Minnesota, they're going to have no idea what the 97 is. The best way when you're on Fusion is just to throw out your call sign, K0 or K listening, or mobile, or however you want to do it. Remember, you need to give it a half a second or more before you start talking, and keep your mic keyed for half a second after so that you hear all the data. Just like you would on analog, just you need to key up a little longer, both to begin with and to finish. I think that answers your question, so let's go back to you and see if that took care of it. So, Dan, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that clarifies it a bit, so thank you. Our local repeater isn't normally linked to anything, so it wouldn't matter if I key up in digital mode, it's not linked anywhere else, so it wouldn't be a big problem, but maybe I'm thinking it too far. I don't need to give all that information. Just call sign and be quiet. So thank you. I think that's all I need to know. W9FCC.
All right, Dan, good question. Thank you for some more repeater usage in etiquette. Moving off to Kilo 7, Romeo Echo Alpha, Ken, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Go ahead. All right, nothing heard from Kilo 7, Romeo Echo Alpha. We'll come back to that one. Next up would be Kilo Alpha 6, Whiskey Tango Fox. Bob, Oceanside, California. Go ahead. All right, nothing heard from Kilo Alpha 6, Whiskey Tango Fox. We'll try Kilo 4, Zulu Lima Delta. Don, Louisville, Kentucky. Go ahead.
I just in here, just turned it on the net, and you guys got a good thing going on. Can't wait till Christmas. There, just can't wait to have to scrape and plow snow. Just sounds like a good time. Ain't really got much to say. KK4 ZLD. Thanks, guys.
All right, Don, thanks for the check-in from Kentucky there. And before we clear for the night, K9EQ, Chris, you got something for us.
Okay, just a reminder that everything's a work in progress, and one of the works in progress is to make the audio from all the nets available, and to that end, we have the Ham Operator Podcast, which publishes the MinWiz technical, Fusion Technical Information Nets, and as is we hope to continue with the net tonight, streamed live, and is also being recorded, and which will, after some delay, be published as a podcast. The links to that stuff is over on hamoperator.com. So you can go over there and take a look at that. I'll do a little nicer job of putting the links up there. In fact, I want to redo the whole front page. You know, it takes time. Anyway, look, it's been a while since I've gone over one of the features at Ham Operator, and that is we have live information available regarding Fusion and MinWiz. And there's a couple of live reports that we have. There's one which is the last heard list. So you can go and see which stations were last heard on MinWiz. We also have Who's Connected, so you can see all the YSF and WireSX connections that are to MinWiz. And then the more general nature, we have all the active rooms. And by active rooms, I mean rooms that have at least one person connected to it and are not in Japan, because there's a lot of rooms in Japan. And there's a lot of rooms with no activity. So, you know, it gives a number of, there's so many rooms out there. Those are rooms with somebody connected to them. And then the last one is all the active nodes. And so the active node list is sorted by country, state, and city. So you can get an idea of, you know, if you're going to be in a certain area or whatever. What nodes they're going to be, and it's a node that puts a repeater on WiresX. So usually you can go
or look at the frequency there, and you know, if there's an offset, it's a pretty good idea. It's a repeater that you're looking at. So those are over on hamoperator.com. You just go over there, and it's under MinWiz, and it says live data, and you can go and pick up all that stuff, and I'll just see how many active rooms there are right now. 582 active rooms right now. But those are rooms that actually have somebody in them. So if you were to connect to it and said something, somebody might hear it. The vast majority of the rooms have nobody in them. So I'll go back to the stations last heard, and that's basically on the repeater here in Escondido, which is usually connected to MinWiz. And one of the things that that list does is it goes and keeps tabs on what radio people are using. So I thought I would just kind of go over that. It's been a little while since we've reset the counter, so we'll go over it. So since the counter got reset, I don't remember when it got reset, we've heard 936 different transmitters. So it doesn't matter if you've changed the call sign or anything. These are physically different transmitters that MinWiz has heard, 936 of them. So let's see what radio is the most popular. Well, the FT1D was the very first HT, and it's at 27. That was followed by the FT2D, which is at 56 of those 936. I have two of each of those radios, by the way. The FT3D, which I don't have, is at 94, and the FT5D, which is the most recent offering, is at 86. However, the most popular HD is the FT70 that blows the other ones away at 175. There you go. Of the HDs, and the FT70 is a fine HD. There's no question about that. So if we go and look at the mobile rigs, the FTM100, which many of us really miss, has 62 accounts. The monobanders, the 2-meter monobander, the FTM3200, and the UHF monobander at FTM3207, they're tied at 5 apiece. The dual band basic radio, not the advanced one, no GPS or SD card, the FTM7250, but it was less expensive, is at 26. So, you know, these introductory radios, the 3200, 3207, the 7250, not big numbers at all. The FTM200, which is the latest, it's an advanced radio, but it's kind of an FTM100 replacement. It's at 24, so it's getting off the ground. Some would say it's a little on the expensive side. The FTM300 has been doing really well at 110 units, and the FTM400, and it's a radio that's been around since the beginning. It's the granddaddy of them all. It's at 184. So the leaders are the FTM400 at 184 and the FT70B at 175. In fact, it appears that due to some forensics we can do here at Ham Operator, that more than 250,000 of the FT70s have been manufactured, which seems like an awful lot. On the HF side, the FT991, which also does fusion, it sits at a respectable 80. And, you know, since that's primarily not a fusion radio, a lot of people got 991. And then we have two DR2Xs. That number should be zero, but because of the IMRS and some other stuff, blah, 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 every once in a while one of those will show up. And that's where the 936 come from. So you can see that all on hamoperator.com if you look at the station's last heard list. That's it. You can go to hamoperator.com and you can get the podcast. There's a link to it. It'll get cleaned up and better eventually. As time permits, I'm filling in some of the older podcasts. The newer podcasts have a series number of 100 or higher, and the older ones are before 100, so it'll be a little confusing and
I'm done uploading them, but there you go. Those links are at hamoperator.com. That's it. Back to you, Chuck, K92.
All right, Chris, I'd like to throw another buddy in for MinWizard, or for anybody who's new to Fusion. It's an incredible resource. I've got all of the data on updates for radios. Speaking to what we were talking about today, it's got the best practices that we've come up with all listed out in written form, so you can read them. You can have them out there for the rest of the people in your repeater groups. It's just got so much information, it's hard to tell. But very good resource for everybody on World of Fusion. I'm going to go back to the two that didn't answer. So it's Kilo 7, Romeo Echo Alpha. Ken, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Go ahead and see if you want to chime in now. All right, nothing heard there. And the other one that we're going to get back to is Kilo Alpha 6, Whiskey Tango Fox. Bob, Oceanside, California. Do you want to chime in? This is your last chance for the night. All right, with that, I'm going to bring the net to an end. Remember, we meet here every Monday night at 7:30 Central Time, and we cover all things Fusion. Thanks for listening to the Bakken Amateur Radio Society Fusion Radio Net. Please allow 1 minute for rooms that wish to disconnect before resuming use of the room. This is Chuck, K04K, and everyone have a great week.